Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the season finale, wrapping up season 5, and we've got a great show planned for you today. Yep, it's Raw Fusion.
Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. Yeah. It's been a long time, I should have left you. Without a strong show to flip to, now think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm about to bless you with another season. Another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminated the fake, and Whitney got me a beat from Bobby Drake. And now I'm back, and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the clubs,
let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love,
let's get raw.
You got the fusion in your blood,
let's get raw.
Into my ladies and my thugs,
let's get raw. Into the haters on the scene,
let's get raw.
Don't be mad, cause we got green,
let's get raw.
You should be trying to make the team,
let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything,
let's get raw.
Raw Fusion. Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here, and this is Raw Fusion. So, some years back, it was a warm summer's evening. Okay, I don't know if it was really a warm or a summer, but anyway, work with me here. I was over someone's house, and a woman walks in. Very voluptuous woman walks in, and she sits down, and she starts talking a whole lot of shit. And in the course of all this shit talking, I started to see something. So I decided that I was going to do another film, and this film was called The Penis Dialogues. I invited her to be a part of it. And even through that process, we ended up becoming friends. And I was over now her house. And then the setup began. Unbeknownst to me, she had got on the phone and called someone else and invited him over to meet me. And I'm like, well, what the hell is this? Then in comes this pimpish looking dude, and and then some more shit talking came about, and then I just said, okay, well, if I ever get a pimp role, I'm definitely gonna call you. And then I decided to do Roost, and I was looking for someone to play the role of Ron. I actually wrote the role not thinking of the name, that just happened to be the name, and I started saying, well, who could play Ron? Let's see, who can play Ron? Ron. Oh. Ron. And so, for our season finale of the fifth season, I invited Pearl Cookie Reed and Ron Cooper, two friends of mine and tremendous actors who have been in several of my movies. Actually, combined, they have been in all four. Well, not all four, because I have one previous to that. But four movies, including and since the Penis Dialogues. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Raw Fusion, Pearl Cookie Reed and Ron Cooper. What's up, y'all?
Hello, 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 hello. Good morning. I like Cookie. How he set us up, Ron. He set us up. He put good you morning. In a pimp role, right. And he put me in a madam's role.
Well, if the role fits, you know what I'm saying?
It fits. I loved it.
I realized yesterday that I've never put you guys in the same scene. I must have been a genius then, because I realized why I've never put the two of you guys in a role together. That would not be a wise decision under any circumstances.
I think it would be very wise.
No, put us
in a role together. We've been acting together for a very long time.
Well, keep doing it. I just don't have to direct it.
I don't
need to subject myself to those kind of shenanigans.
Y'all can keep working together, but not under my direction. You won't do it.
Yes, we will. Eventually.
Like hell. I do have an idea which I've spoken to both of you guys about. We'll see if I want to subject myself to that kind of torture. So, if you guys have seen the Penis Dialogues, Cookie plays Roxanne in the Penis Dialogues. She plays the female pimp in Roost, which is technically Roost too. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then she's in Hate Love, and she's playing the casting director. In Hate Love. Ron has the distinction of being the only person other than me who has been in all of the Roosts thus far. He's also in the Penis Dialogues. When we came back to do the extended version of the Penis Dialogues, we put him in there. And he's worked with me on other projects as well. They are now working on a project together. You guys can talk about that. What's the name of this project?
Senior Moments. Just Senior Moments, baby.
Senior Moments.
You know what I like about these two?
What?
Besides the fact that they're very talented, they talk a lot of shit. And see, you don't necessarily know that because they seem to be, you know, good, upstanding individuals, and then you really get to know them, and they kick up more shit than some 20-year-olds. I'm just saying.
We don't talk no shit.
No, I'm just keeping it 100. Ryan brought his ass to my movie premiere with two women on his arm. I said, what kind of shit is this, man?
Very good friends of mine.
If anybody. Huh? What'd you say?
They were very good friends of mine.
I bet they were good friends of yours. See what I'm saying? This shit I'm talking about. You know, only a pimp gonna say, oh, they're just good friends of mine. See, this is the kind of shit that I got to deal with behind the scenes.
They love the movie, though.
I bet they did love the movie. Your scenes? Is that what it is?
They loved everything about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. King Bee's Roost you can now see for free on Tubi, as well as King Bee's Hate Love. You can see both of those for free on Tubi. I suggest you just search my name, King Bee. It's the easiest way to do it. And the first two movies that come up are Roost and Hate Love. If you haven't gotten a chance to check it out already, you definitely want to do that. We're going to be back with more from Cookie and Coop. Cookie and Coop.
Yes.
You know, that would be a hell of a good title for something. Cookie and Coop. We're going to be back right after these messages. It's Raw Fusion. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie.
Raw Fusion.
All right, we're back with Pearl, Cookie Reed, and Ron Cooper, two stars of several of my films. And coming soon, Cookie and Coop. No, I'm just kidding. What is the name of this thing that we're doing here that you guys are doing?
Dee Dee and Odell's Senior Moments.
Dee Dee and Odell's Senior Moments. Now, if I'm correct, Cookie, you're directing this, right?
Yes.
And you're writing it
and
right?
Direct it.
Look at this. See what kind of inspiration I've given you.
Yes.
it's quite funny, actually. I've seen it. And Ron sent it to me. Cookie didn't.
What?
She sent me the no, you didn't send it to
what
me.
What the hell?
Now you sent me the rough cut. And then asked me on my opinion on some shit. But you didn't send me the finished product.
I did, too, Ryan. Send you the finished product.
You did not.
You just tried, didn't pay you know, attention to your message.
You might have tried to send it. You might have tried to send it to me, but you were having a senior moment.
Oh, my God.
You
set me up.
Whoa. Can you throw that in now?
All right. Okay. You might have one there. Throw down dirty.
That was you.
This is the type of shit. This is the type of shit that got them in my films in the first place. So imagine, and this is going out on a podcast. Imagine how it was in private when no one was watching. She didn't have a clue who I was. She had never seen my TV show that was on PBS or any of that shit. So I was able to observe her. I'm pretty sure she knew who I was. Then she would have not acted up the way she did, and who knows, we never would have probably put her in the movie. So her being herself actually was the reason why I like this woman's hilarious, and I gotta get her in there. So Roxanne, her character in the Penis Dialogues, is kinda like her. I don't think her philosophy necessarily is like her, but her bluntness is very much like Cookie when she's not trying to be professional. What were you thinking when you actually came on the set and was doing the film, Cookie?
Well, you are absolutely right. I had no idea who you were. I did not know that you were, you know, as big as you are in the industry. And when you brought me in, I thought I was just doing some little stage thing, and you said it's a film. And so you brought me in, we had our table read, And lo and behold, I sat at the tables with some big timers, and I was just so shocked because I wasn't expecting that. You really gave me a great opportunity to perform with some people like Leon Rogers, B. Cole, and Tiffany from The Awakening, and all the other people that I performed with. I was really, really shocked because I wasn't expecting anything of that magnitude. But they all worked with me. They made me feel comfortable. You introduced me to them, and you were so meek and so mild. I don't want to give you too many compliments because I don't want your head to continue to blow. But anyway, it was awesome. Great. I had a great time. And Roxanne, yeah, she's a character. And Leon brought a lot out of me when it came to that character because he was George. I suppose he was supposed to be my date or whatever. And it was so much fun to be with those comedians. It was really nice. And I really do thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. It really was. I liked your attitude. I liked the shit-talking nature of it. It was fun. So you can say thank you and all that shit, but actually by being yourself, you earned that role. And you have been someone that I found to be very dependable. When I ask you to show up, not only do you show up, but you do a very good job in whatever role that I've asked you to do. So
that's because I'm loyal, man. I'm loyal.
That you are. And she's so loyal that she went in the back when I was over her house, told Ron, come on over here, man. Come on over here. And I got bombarded. So I'm paying you back right now.
Let me clarify that a little bit.
Clarify it, Ron. Come on.
First of all, I was going to ask, I don't even know how y'all met. How did he choose you for that role in Penis Dialogue? Because you never said how you met King B. So to this day, I still don't know.
He just told you all of that. You wasn't listening.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't say how y'all met. He said how I met.
I just said
you.
It.
How you and him met, how King B.
I just said it.
No, you didn't.
I just said it. You having a senior moment.
No, you didn't. Well, I tell you this.
No. I just said it.
Say it again. Yeah, I never knew.
I just said fun. I was over her
house. No, you just said. Over her house, you already met. I mean, how did you meet before you went to her house?
He was over somebody else.
He was over her sister's house.
We met at Vanessa's house.
He was over her sister's house. And then she came over here, didn't know who I was, and started talking shit. And I was just watching her talk shit, and then that's how I said I wanted her to be in the film. I clearly went over that in the intro to the show.
Now, again, you did not tell me that I was coming to meet nobody at her house.
Right.
I thought she was inviting me to eat a fish dinner.
Right.
Fish dinner.
You didn't say come meet nobody. I was shocked when I saw you. I'm saying she invited me over and she got this other guy sitting here.
I was messing up your fish time.
Hold on, I'm still here.
I don't know what I had in mind, but I wasn't expecting no other guy sitting up in there.
are we finding out something? Is this a revealing moment here?
I was interrupting.
But when somebody invites you over for dinner, you expect y'all to have dinner. The two of you guys.
You had dinner.
We ain't had no damn fish either.
It's a fish.
I had it.
Wasn't no damn fish.
So did King B. He had his fish. You all sat down. You ate. You complimented me on my cooking.
Okay.
I must have been high.
Y'all must have been high. Y'all was real high. But you know, we don't get high in my house. There's no getting high around me.
Shit.
Dee.
Eat your fish.
I decided. I decided to do a different version of the Penis Dialogues. It's called Now King B's TPD Experience, and with that is the movie and the behind the scenes where some of this is explained, not all of it, but it really has the six of us original members. So this is what happened with the Penis Dialogues. It was supposed to be a short film, about 20 some minutes, and that's what we shot.
Right.
And when I got ready to put it on DVD for the real release of it, I was like, well, this shit is just too damn short. Charge people $10 for a DVD. So I went back and shot other pieces of it. So originally, it was just the six of us and then the extra scenes that included the six of us. I went back, wrote some more, and that's how Ron got into the Penis Dialogues, because we actually ended up extending it. And so then he came in, and we actually shot over at Cookie's house. And that's where he's in the Laws of Man, and he starts explaining, you know, different man rules, which was funny. So those pieces were shot later and added to the film. So that kind of, you know, it kind of worked out. But the TPD experience, since we didn't do much behind the scenes stuff, we kept it to the six of us, which is me, Cookie, Tamara Allen, which was her first film, who played Janelle, who was my character's girl, mm-hmm. Leon, Tiffany, and B. Cole. Yeah. So if you guys see the TPD experience, that's the reason why the other people aren't there. Now we're taking a break again, but we will be back with more. Pearl Cookie Reed, Ron Cooper, stars of Dee Dee and Odell, sing your moments after this moment. Raw Fusion.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and get them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie.
Welcome to the Bikini Car Wash. What's up, B?
What's good?
I see you made it.
I told you I would, baby.
Mm.
I thought you'd be driving your Bentley or something.
This is his shit. Look at Joanne, this is Jack. Jack, this is Joanne. This is her spot.
Pleasure to meet you, too. This is looking pretty good over here.
Well, thank you, my brother. Let's get you all squared away.
Wait, hold on, baby. Actually, my man's is looking for a little girl, actually. You know what I'm
saying? Well, how much?
Let's just say the whole enchilada.
Well, if you got to pay, I definitely got the girl. Right. Good. Why don't you all pull over right over there?
Raw Fusion.
So she invited you for a fish dinner. So she set both of us up. I see. And she get to tell me, well, I called him because I wanted him to meet you. Okay. And then somehow we ended up talking about film and him being an actor and everything. And then, you know, cool brother as he is, I said, yeah, well, when I get something, I'll holler at you. And it's funny because in this business, a lot of people say that shit and they never end up calling the person. Yeah. But I actually did. And so
yes,
that worked out. So now he came over. We're finding you guys. He thought he had a dinner date.
He did not.
He was trying to get friends. He was trying to get some fish from you.
He got his fish. That fish perch.
Perch. He wanted the perch. He wanted to get on the perch with you.
Well, get off the perch.
Well, let's put it this way.
King D, yes, I thought I had a dinner date. Cookie say no. No, I say didn't. Somebody invite you to dinner, that's a dinner date. Over their house, that's a dinner
See?
Date.
I didn't
But know. We wasn't dating.
Not
no,
yet.
Ron wasn't. Ron, stop that. You over there acting. You know what? That's all right.
No,
you
no.
In
no,
against
no.
one woman. Oh, it's okay.
But you know what? Go I just ahead. Found
Make
out about
me
this.
Look good, baby. Make me look good. Was the fish good, Ron?
Yes.
It was good.
Was the fish was good, King B?
So Ron came over here to eat your fish.
This is not the Peter dialogue.
You wanted a pimp? So he a pimp. You said you needed a pimp. I brought you. And when he walked through the door, your mouth fell wide open. You said,
none of that shit happened. Don't be making that up. I hadn't even gotten the idea for Roost at that point. So So Ron came over expecting the candles,
romantic music playing,
you know, and
I didn't even own
fish.
Candles.
I'm gonna leave it right there. And so then he sees me and like, well, who the hell is this? And so that's funny. I never knew that. See, that's why I do the podcast. It's very real. You guys are finding out things that I'm finding out right along with you. So then Fox was doing a, and I don't have a problem with saying that because Tubi's owned by Fox. So I still have a business relationship with Fox. Okay. Fox was doing like it was like American Idol type of thing, but for directors. And someone had told me about it and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then someone else told me about it, completely different, didn't know each other. I'm like, well, hold the fucking phone. Let me see what this shit is about. So the submission process was a 5-minute film. And I was trying to figure out, well, what the hell kind of story can I tell in 5 minutes? And that's when I got the idea to do a film about a mob hitman that gets hit by his own organization. Got that idea. And again, that's when it went down to, well, who the hell am I going to get to play Ron? And figured out, well, Ron could play Ron. And so then we went out and shot that. I think it took a day for us to shoot it. And I went on with the, you know, cut the film up, put it up there. Nothing really happened. Nothing really happened with the show, actually. I don't even know if they did a first season or abandoned the idea. And that happens all the time, where they have an idea and they will abandon it before it even comes out. But I had done Intimate Friends, one of my other films by then. I had done the Penis Dialogues by then. And so what I decided to do was before, during screenings, where the trailers would normally be, I played the Roost, the 5-minute version. So imagine having a whole love story, which is what Intimate Friends is, an hour and a half. And in the beginning, having 5 minutes of Roost and people saying, yeah, man, that love shit, yeah, that's cool. When the gangster movie coming out? I'm like, bro, that's the whole fucking film. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing. Nah, you bullshit. When the movie coming out? And so many people were saying that I said, well, maybe I need to put something else on there. And Tommy Lee Moore, which is my cousin.
Ray Dad.
Yeah. And his first time acting, actually.
What?
He was saying to me, man, you got to, you know how you talk. You talk country. Man, you got to put something. You got I almost had him on the podcast today. But he was like, yeah, you got to do that, man. You got to do that. Well, I said, well, okay, look, if I do this shit, you know, you're going to have to be in it. Hey, man, whatever you need. Okay, cool. So then I was on a date. I was supposed to be going to a date by the lake. And Shorty was late. She wanted to meet me. I don't know if she was working or whatever it was. She wanted to meet me there instead of me picking her up, which is fine. I got there. She was late. And so, you know, I'm sitting in this little park area. It's around Hyde Park area. And there's a little park area adjacent to the lake, you know, just over Lakeshore Drive. And so I'm sitting there thinking, because I got time now, and I was wondering, how I could turn a 5-minute film into a whole thing. And that line where, it was a little bit more and I ended up cutting it down, but that line was, artsy motherfuckers call it karma, country folks call it the chickens come home to roost, I call it fucked up. And that when I got that, I'm like, yo, I got to say that. I just got to say that line on film. In my head, I was. Now, there's a scene where a young Cutfoot Calhoun and a young Pauly Pantangeli go into this apartment. And by the way, the young Mac plays the young Cutfoot Calhoun, goes into this apartment and kills a guy. Well, I saw that as my character doing that. But I felt like later on it would be better if I gave that scene to Cutfoot. So needless to say, the date was horrible. And it was horrible because of my part, because I really didn't, by the time she got there, I didn't give a shit about the date anymore. And I just went through the motions, you know what I mean? But now I'm excited about the script and I'd rather... You know, I'd rather just cancel the date and went home and wrote the damn script. Oh, well. I don't even remember her name.
You shouldn't have been late.
So,
she shouldn't have been late. Like shit.
She was all right. I mean,
yeah, but you wouldn't have been into her.
It really didn't matter.
Yeah, time to think other things.
I got time to think of a whole damn script.
So that's how y'all do
the start of it.
She was awful late.
Yeah, sure. If she had been on time, you know what I mean. But now I'm thinking about film, and she definitely wouldn't compare it to film now. Stop.
Okay.
So
she blew that.
She blew it. But, I mean, it's all good because, you know, Roost is here. And so once because I started the script before, and I was like, this shit, this is not what's happening. But once I got that idea, I just went from there. And so the first 4.5, because I shaved it down a little bit, is the original Roost. And this is the reason why when I released it on DVD, I called it Roost 1-2, because technically the first Roost was 5 minutes. And then I came up with all the other stuff with Sandy and Toya's going on to do a Netflix show and all kinds of good shit. And we're happy for her and her success. But, you know, all these other characters and all that came from that process. So that was the cool part. And a lot of people don't necessarily know the story behind it. But then, so then we added another, 60 minutes? So we added about another 55 or so minutes to Roost One, and it did what? So Roost 1-2, that's the reason why. But for streaming, I just called it Roost because I don't have time to explain that shit to, you know, too many more damn times. And so we ended up doing Roost 2.5 because I was like, okay, we got one DVD and people, I keep having to explain this shit to people. And then 2.5, if I've called it 2.5, right, because it's actually longer than the first Roost. But which, again, I actually shot 30 minutes when I did the original 2.5 and then came back and put more to it, which made it longer than that. If I call it 2.5, by the third film, I'd be able to just call it Roost 3 and then I don't have to explain shit. But I can't do all of that explaining on streaming, so I just called it Roost, Roost the sequel, and then once we get a chance to do another Roost, then that'd be Roost 3. Ron, what was your thought process? Actually, we had worked together again on the Penis Dialogues before that, but when I gave you the call about Roost, what were you thinking?
Well, I knew it was a gangster movie. I knew that. And I said, you know, this might be pretty cool. I really never did anything like that. Actually, the day we shot the first scene, I had an appointment downtown to do a magazine shoot or something like that. And I had to come from there to meet you over at the place. And this guy called me, I guess, real, you know what I mean? It's his Cookie's friend.
I'm still this guy at this point.
Cookie's friend called me.
I'm still this guy at this point because, you know, he was coming over to get Cookie's. I mean,
Fish. I'm faithful.
She was coming over to get
I'm
Cookies.
Loyal. I'm faithful.
She was coming to get Cookie's Fish, and then I was there and just fucked up the
Ron,
whole shit.
Ron, continue talking go ahead, about Ron. Your date. Talk about that.
I was very excited, man. I was pumped up. I was pumped up. No matter how I didn't know the outcome, I didn't even know we was going to extend it because it was just that little few minutes thing that you'll see it. Mm-hmm. Man, it was great. It was great filming that.
And you did a great job, both of you all. Y'all did a great job in there.
And then, and I had to, down the line, I appreciate your patience with me, King B, because I remember I kept messing up that tangelic, whatever that is, the other mob name.
Pantangeli.
Yeah. Couldn't say that. Yeah.
But that was in the second Roost. There were no Pantangelis.
But in the first one.
There were nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, in the first one, we had none of that. Hell, I didn't know that I was going to extend it. So it really was supposed to be 5 minutes. And I was just doing the shit to do the show.
Yeah.
And we got such a good reaction from it. And it's still the top selling one. It's still going in.
Yes.
The most on streaming. Then I brought Cookie back in to play the female pimp.
Yeah.
At the car wash. That's right.
The bikini car wash. So what were you thinking, Cookie, when you got that?
Well, I wanted to be one of those girls that wore the little bikinis, but you didn't have one big enough for me. I don't know what happened with that. But anyway, I just went on with what I had and I did what I had to do.
You know what's interesting about Cookie? Cookie's fucking hilarious. And to the point where, you know, I had Leon on the podcast earlier as well. And he was, when we were talking about the Penis Dialogues, he referred to you as a comedian. And I'm like, she's not a comedian. He thought, a professional comedian of all these years, he thought you were so funny that he thought you were a comedian. And that's a great testament. I don't think you've ever done stand-up, but you should. You should.
Think I should? Well, I need somebody like Leon to write some stuff for me.
You don't need nobody to write shit for you.
I don't.
You can do it yourself.
I can write it myself.
Yeah, you're funny.
That's what you're doing.
You're funny.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I can classify myself as a comedian. Because if Leon say I'm a comedian, then I have to be what Leon says. Leon's word is gold.
Yeah.
Lee's
been in a few movies.
I don't know. Bird is go out.
Leon is the man.
I know Lee. I know who he is.
And so is King B. And so is Ron.
Ron, that's right. You've never met Leon.
You what are you talking about?
He was in, not on my
side. The pool table pimp in the second, third roots, I think it was.
Yeah,
but you,
me and
you weren't, you weren't on set though.
Okay, it wasn't with you. It was me and Leon were working on another thing. A guy was going to do a movie, and Leon was in it, and I was in it, and we had a lot of rehearsals on 79. And
okay,
we had a lot of rehearsals, but it never went off. That's like you said, people stop and never finish it. And that one hit, I saw the guy, he said he didn't have enough money to finish it or something. But Leon was going to be in that one. Yeah. And it was about a high school CBS band leader. And I was the band leader on that one. But that never went off.
Okay.
It never went off. But I know who Leon met.
Did you guys talk about Roost while you were there?
Yeah, we did. We discussed that. Okay. He knew who I was. He knew Ron. He knew who I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask him how King, what King you up to. We talked about you too.
It better be some good shit. It better have been good shit.
If I find out
y'all was talking shit about me,
well,
there's going to be some Roost moments around this motherfucker. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, well, Leon cool, man. I like his style. But yeah, we worked together was going to be a project, but that project never went off, you know. So.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I like it when good people, you know, come together. The funny thing about it was Tommy was actually, somebody wanted Tommy to be in a movie. Behind seeing him in Roost, you know, like I'm not no goddamn actor, you know, I'm just a snack. You know, he was just doing the shit for me, so that's just hilarious. One thing about it is that when you get good people, you know, and aside from me interrupting your dinner date, I figured that, you know, when you get good people who are talented, keep them together. So we ended up putting him in Roost 2.5, which is now Roost the sequel.
Right.
Which I'm actually going to do a recut. I decided I wanted to re-edit the whole film and put it out. So I'm going to be working on that very, very soon before we put that out on streaming. We're going to be back. We got to take a break. More with Pearl Cookie Reed and Ron Cooper right here. It's Raw Fusion. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. You can donate now at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie. Growing up in the hood can be hard.
Nah, so stuck.
But you know what? He was telling the truth when he said he fucked the shit out of me.
You're faced with many choices.
I can set up a meeting. Done. So you might as well go ahead and get to cooking.
Then when you finally get the money, a motherfucker walk up and try to take your shit. Now you got to go to war.
Do you stay and help?
But if I wasn't out of town, I'd have fucked dude up, man.
What, you heard something?
You know, if I'd have heard something, I'd have told you.
Or do you get out when you can?
So I can make a decision on whether I want to be in the game for real or not.
Which one would you choose?
Stop all that motherfucking screaming, man. Just tell me what the fuck I want to know.
King B's Hate Love, starring an ensemble cast. King B, the Bad Girls Club's Tiffany Torrance Davis, VH1's Jay Marie, Showtime at the Apollo's Damon Williams, Roost's Brian the Wildcat Smith, Do or Die's Below Zero, Later with Leon's Leon Rogers, and many more.
Oh, it's gonna be some shit, huh?
It's gonna be some shit.
Watch King B's Hate Love streaming now for free on Tubi.
Ray, put the gun down, Ray. Put the gun down, Ray. What you been doing, Alex?
Can't say I'm doing too well at the moment. What is this?
You mean to tell me you don't know what this is?
No. The hell you think?
Hey, about to tell you one more time. I don't want to have to tell you no more.
Yeah, all right.
You don't know what this is, Alex. Then why didn't you kill your mom?
Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion. We're back. Pearl Cookie Reed and Ron Cooper. The stars of, what is this, Dee Dee and who?
Odell. Dee Dee and Odell on Dee Dee YouTube.
And Odell, Senior Moments.
To find us on YouTube.
Us on YouTube under Pearl Reed, that's R-E-I-D, under Dee Dee and Odell's Senior Moments. We only have one episode. We're working on our next episode. So we planned on continuing to give you more of Dee Dee and Odell Senior Moments. And I would also like for King B to do a role in one of our episodes.
You can't afford it.
You can't afford it? What you mean you can't afford it? Man, I'm recording you can't afford it. My iPhone. No, he can't afford it. He right.
Well,
I got an iPhone. I can afford him. I got an iPhone.
Well, people, the skit is about 9 minutes long. Take a look at it.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah,
you like it. But I, you know what? Thank you for all the advice you gave me, because I did. I stretched that thing out like it was a movie, and I had credits, so many credits and stuff on there. And you told me how to break it down and do it a little bit better. So on the next video, it should be even greater, because I took your advice.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate both of y'all. Let me act in both of them. I appreciate it.
That's what's
up. Oh, you're such a great actor. What else? We don't have another choice. You always been my partner in performing. When we had our first role together, we played husband and wife, and everybody seems to give us all of those roles, and we just clicked it off like best and friend.
So that's how you guys met on a play?
Tell it. Go ahead, Ron. Tell it.
No, I'm trying to remember how did we meet.
See, that's just like a man. Y'all don't remember anniversaries, birthdays, nothing.
We met in a play, because I had did nothing but plays. I know that. Because you was Roots was the really first movie I did.
Penis Dialogues was the first movie you did.
Well, Penis Live Day, your movie, I should say. Something About You was the first thing I did. Yeah, so me and Cookie had to meet in the play. Which play was it, Cookie?
Oh, you know what? I'm not sure. I think it might have been in Bernard Productions, or was it? No, I think you brought me into Jeans for Men Only. I don't remember either. I'm sorry. I don't remember, Ron. All I know is you showed up one day. Everybody paired us together.
I don't remember a damn thing.
What you want from me? I don't remember what shit. You want.
She talked all that shit about me not knowing, remembering shit.
Thank you.
I'm a shit talker.
They ready to jump on a man right quick over nothing.
Yeah. Why can't I? Why can't I?
Right.
It's fun.
It ain't no fun. Ooh, yeah, shit.
I do not remember. I'm sorry. But we started out doing somebody's play. And then it just jumped off, and Ron and I became good friends. He tried to hit on all of my sisters and stuff at the time. And I don't know what happened. You know, every time I meet somebody, I don't know if you sister was hollering at each other. I don't even know. All I know is y'all showed up in my life and life took off for me.
Man was just for fun. Just for fun.
No, we gonna clear this shit up right now. I ain't never had a damn one of your sisters. We were cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I met her. But, you know, I would go over, we would talk shit. And she was directing the Motown thingamajig.
Oh, and, yeah.
Motown. Tribute to Motown.
And I almost worked on that project. So we would just be cool, and that's how you ended up coming over that one day. But no,
yes.
I wasn't hollering at any of your sisters.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But it's
okay. As you notice, now, how Cookie jumps the gun on things, you know.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell she's talking about most of the time. I blame the weed. I blame the weed. So
the weave. What weave? I was wearing wigs. I didn't wear no weave.
I said the weed, not the weed.
She didn't hear you, but I heard you.
She heard me. She's just trying to flip the shit. She heard exactly what the hell I said.
Okay.
Run slow.
No, I ain't slow. The women got a lot of tricks.
Okay.
See what I mean? See the shit I'm talking about? What'd this is the reason why they ain't never been in the scene together. You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, they don't even be on the same set on the same day.
You gotta put us in a scene together. You get so much magic. So it would just be great.
And see how they hustle me. And see what I mean?
You gotta. Right, Ron?
I agree with you, baby.
All right,
then.
You better.
See, I agree with you, baby. Ron's still trying to get that fish dinner.
Here we go again.
I ain't gonna tell you.
I got a maid now. I don't have to fry fish. I got a maid. She cooks for me.
Mm-hmm.
In case y'all don't know, I believe he talking 16, 17 years ago.
Right. Oh, might have been more than that, Ron. I got into business in 2004, so I met you right around that time.
Okay.
That's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Right.
That's damn near 20 years.
Yeah,
you
man.
You ain't ate her fish in 20 years? What the fuck?
Oh, hello. I'm still here.
Well, for the record, I didn't even eat it 20 years ago.
Right. So thank you.
That's what say I'm saying. One more 20 time. Years. You should.
You must be still on Peter's dialogue stuff.
He's got some senior moments himself. We're going to write three senior moments.
Hey man, listen. He said it. I didn't say anything about no fish dinners. I didn't even know about it.
Well,
you
know listen.
You ain't a fish dinner. That's why
y'all have been to my house and had other dinners. King B, you have met all of my beautiful daughters and everything. You came over and sat down and enjoyed conversations with them.
So I ain't been with none of your family members. Let's just keep that out there.
Well, you know, because my family is full of women. So I have brothers, but only but it's so many women in my family, and I just love all of them.
Yeah,
just like I love you and Ron, y'all family to me too. You guys are family.
Now, okay. I can't say the same thing for Ron, but I can say that I've never been with any of your family.
Say it for you again.
Say it for me. I have. Now, Ron, you know, Ron's a player. You know, I'm just a filmmaker. So I can't test for Ron's situation, but I can test for mine. you know.
Maybe I have another acting. Fish. I have good acting skills. Just keep it like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Some maybe people think I'm a friend. That could be just acting.
Some people think you're a friend and it's just acting.
No, the friend is the real part. The friend is the real part.
Okay. Don't be playing. Don't make me think you my friend. You just acting like you my friend.
I guess you got to listen to what I said. The friend is the real part.
You my brother. Mm.
We go along with that.
Right. Okay. King B is my brother. You guys give great advice. I appreciate you both.
Yeah. And I fully support
thank you, Miss Reed.
I appreciate it.
Now I need some donations. So with that being said, give me some money. Hello?
Everybody quiet.
Yeah,
You guys are hilarious.
I give you a tip. I give you a tip.
No, I don't want no tip. Don't give me no tip.
He didn't ask for no tip.
Next thing you know, he gonna tell me to be standing on the corner down there somewhere.
You wanted to get in a bikini. You wanted to want to be in a get in a bikini. You know, it would be hilarious to have you guys in a love scene. That would be hilarious to have you guys in a love scene. Now, that is worth the price of admission.
What you say?
Hey, I can't be the only one doing love scenes now. So we got to get y'all in a love scene. I think that would be hilarious. Why so quiet around here? Huh? Just acting.
I'm not for that idea. I'm not for that idea too much. But
a love scene.
I said I'm not for that idea. That's
Ron and I. We do better at arguing.
We ain't gonna work too good at that. No,
a love scene. We probably laugh so hard it wouldn't even work.
That would be the most hilarious thing.
You just made my phone fall.
I think it would be hilarious. I think it would be very comical, and I think we should work on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys trusted me for these many years. You should trust my vision, and we can work that out. Right?
If you put me in another one of your movies, mm-hmm. and you direct me to do that, then I'll have mm-hmm. to do it, because actually, it wouldn't be Cookie Pearl. It wouldn't be. It would be the character. Therefore,
Ron's still quiet.
I'm
just listening.
Anyway, we're talking about Dee Dee and Odell singing moments. You can find it on YouTube. I recommend it. And that's the thing. When dealing with people, I'm not one of those directors that's insecure about his own projects. I like to see when other people, especially people I work with, are doing great things. And I want to encourage it, and if I can help in any way, I would. So I really have no problem once I come out of quarantine to do a guest appearance on Dee Dee and Odell. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, okay.
Just let me know.
Because it's basically based on senior citizens. Some of the things that we do on a daily basis, because, you know, seniors are living longer and they are engaged in a lot of different things out here. It's so much for seniors to do, and people don't realize how valuable we really are.
Mm-hmm. Very valuable. I'm not a senior citizen. So I don't know how I would fit in, but.
You don't have to be a senior. Mm-hmm. You getting there. No, you don't have to be one.
I ain't getting shit.
Ron, what you say? You glad to be here? You going to be 100 years
that's
old?
That's what I say. I'm glad to be here.
Glad we made it thus far.
But maybe I played a crack dealer.
No, I got you a girlfriend. You going to have a senior girlfriend. You gonna do like a little scene with an old lady. She gonna be 107.
No.
Yes, you are. If that's what I write for you, that's your character. You gonna take that character.
No, like hell I am. Keep on fucking with me here. When I get through writing the script, matter of fact, I'll write the motherfucker tonight. You gonna wish you had never said that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, see how I inspire him.
I wanna keep my same image.
You said that was
just
acting.
An old pimp, an old player.
Ron, you gotta change up sooner or later. You don't want to be.
I love what I do. I love being a character. I love that character.
But the people want to see you do something different too.
I'm doing something different with Dee Dee and Odell.
Cookie, keep on fucking with me, and you're gonna be on a stripper pole. That is hilarious.
Huh? I've been on a stripper pole before. It fell, but I got up. I bounced right back up, baby.
Get your ass right on the nothing in the movie. And Ron could be the strip club owner. And you can be swinging on the pole. That's hilarious.
I'll be the owner. I'll be the strip club owner.
Let's do it. I ain't scared.
I am. But
Right, I might be on TV. The way he write it, Ron, I might be scared, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love you guys.
Never fuck with a writer and director.
Writer put you out of business, boy.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ron Cooper and Pearl Cookie Reed. Check them out in Dee Dee and Odell Senior Moments, directed by Pearl Cookie Reed. Check
and
it out
Ron did
YouTube.
The music. Ron did the music.
Yep, we got
by
music
way,
behind it.
One of Ron's tracks actually made it into Roost as well. So,
yes, it did. Yeah.
Made Born for Trouble. Remember that. So, check him out on YouTube. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Real talk.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It's been
love
great.
Love y'all.
It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast. Brought to you by King B's Hate Love, now streaming for free on Tubi. When you're celebrating something great, it's great to celebrate with friends. I am happy to say that I've worked with so many people, so many talented people over the years. Hundreds have been in my films, my TV show, podcasts. So many wonderful people. And as we bring season 5 to a close, to be able to look back and see the things that we've done and the things that we have accomplished. But it's also great to look forward to the future. See you in season 6. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.